"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, whatever you missed, you can pick up on the John and Ken on demand podcast on the iHeart app, and you can listen to that 24/7. We can always be on in your head.
We're still giving away money in about 15 minutes. There'll be another keyword for your chance to win. Stay tuned. About 1:20 for the first of the three keywords we'll have for you on today's show. Well, Deborah Mark missed our road trip. John and I went out to Death Valley and stood there as it hit 128 degrees. It was wonderful, right, John?
Yeah, and we jogged for a while. What, about a mile and a half? Yeah.
A place called Furnace Creek. Isn't that weird? That's the place where they recorded this 128-degree temperature. Furnace Creek. They claim the hottest ever was July of 1913. Same place, Furnace Creek, 134. But some kind of question that measurement being 100 years ago.
Well, everything has to be questioned. Because we only have, 50 years worth of records.
Oh, yeah. At best. Well, so, the point is, of whatever record keeping we have. But, at least to say it's 100 years ago is to say, well, is it really getting warmer? It was warmer than this. It was an all-time record 100 years ago. We're getting cooler.
Death Valley doesn't have any people. I mean,
that's a lot of tourists, though.
Yeah, because it's also very narrow. It's a geological quirk. And the reason it gets so hot there is because the lower you are, the hotter the air is. When you're high up in a mountain, the temperatures are cooler. And if you're walled in, you're in an actual valley and you're walled in.
Hence
the
San Fernando Valley temperatures.
Right, Fernando Valley.
San Gabriel Valley,
But Death Valley is even worse because it's even lower.
It's a deeper bowl.
And it's narrow.
Right.
It's a freak temperature. It doesn't represent anything. There aren't people living there. It's just an oddity of the geography.
Just for fun, though.
I've never understood what the big whoop is about it.
The other hot temperature, they claim, was in July of 1931 in Tunisia, where it was recorded at 131 degrees. However, they mention in this story a weather historian. There's a job for you, John, in your retirement. You could be a weather historian. Christopher Burt disputes both of these measurements. And he thinks that a 130 reading in July 2021 in Death Valley is the hottest recorded temperature on Earth.
What does he know? He's disputing it because what?
He's a weapon.
Because he feels like
well,
it.
Well, you should read his blog. I'll send you the link. I can't present all his evidence.
Once they get his name in the paper. You know, one time I went to, did you ever go to Mount Washington in New Hampshire?
Sure did. The whole family went. We rode all the way up the hill and everybody was terrified.
Yeah.
That's the highest point on the East Coast, but it's not that high.
It's not that high, but it is extremely cold there. I went up there in August by myself.
Oh. And oh, we went up in August, too, but I don't remember it being that cold. It was chillier up there.
No, I got up there. It was a snowstorm. And
in August. Oh,
in
okay.
August, yeah. There was snow everywhere, and wind was blowing hard. I think the highest recorded wind is at the top of Mount Washington, 231 miles an hour.
Oh.
The highest recorded wind in America, something like that.
Yeah.
And I remember I took my old Chevy down the hill after I reached the top. Oh, I remember they had a lodge there. And it was like a welcome center. And they had the names of all the people who had died trying to climb Mount Washington. A plaque, right? With all the names carved in there. And then I was trying to get downhill and I had this old Chevy. And it was harrowing, right? Because there's no rails. It's twisting and turning as sharply as possible. And your car starts picking up speed constantly. So you have to jam on the brake and ride the brake really hard all the way down. And you have no margin for error. It was
That's what happened to us. The whole family went up there, including my parents. It was like a family reunion we did in New Hampshire. And I don't think any of us knew what we were getting into. Although the reaction from the three different cars was quite different because I was in a car where we were all just chatting. And even though it was a little harrowing, nobody said anything. And then we got out and everyone else is like, oh, my God, my fingernails got stuck in the back of the seat. I was so scared coming downhill there.
Right.
You're right. There's not a lot of margin for error on the sides of the road there. So
no. I loved it. It was one of the most exciting trips. I used to take crazy trips by myself. Because who's going to come? Who's going to say, oh, yeah, we'll drive up to New Hampshire with you and drive up Mount Washington? That got no takers.
We're going to have a guest next hour to talk about. There was a story a couple of weeks ago that the all-time Earth's hottest average temperatures were reached for like 2 or 3 days in a row. I think it was around July 3rd, wasn't it? Anyway, Steve Malloy will join us after 2 o'clock, who really looks into this stuff as junk science, and he has a lot to say about it.
They were claiming it was not just the hottest on record, the hottest in 125,000 years.
And again, this is the average Earth temperature, it's supposed to average all the places.
And it got printed and broadcast over and over again.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. It was a big story last week, two weeks ago.
Isn't it self-evident that it's impossible to know what the temperature was 125,000 years ago to the day?
They didn't have all the fossil fuel use, which they claim is causing all the warming.
Yeah, but they had hot temperatures. It doesn't have to be caused by fossil fuel use.
Oh, no. You're contradicting the lead belief.
Or the propaganda.
It's all man-made. That's why it's getting hotter.
Or the propaganda.
Yeah.
Or the story that they made up.
The fear factor. I tuned in the local news channels last night, I guess around 6 o'clock, because I hadn't really paid attention all weekend. All the reporters went to the same place, Balboa Park, and they all did the same story. People came early to get their exercise out of the way before the heat came.
I can't watch that crap.
And then they interviewed three people in a row panting. Oh, this is so hot. Stay hydrated and stay in the shade where you can.
You know what? If I was a TV news reporter and I got that assignment, I'd throw the mic down and say, you know, I'm going to go sell vegetables. This is embarrassing. I mean, really is embarrassing.
There's nothing wrong with selling vegetables. Deborah Mark eats many of them.
Exactly.
I'm not denigrating vegetables. I think it's a much more noble job than, standing in Balboa Park interviewing people. Hey, it's hot, isn't it? What are you doing out here?
You did sell shoes once, didn't you?
I did not, no.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did.
That stuck in my head for some reason.
Yes,
somebody
when I was
sold
a teenager,
shoes.
That was me.
Oh, you'd be a good shoe salesperson, I think. Very excited.
She was born for it.
All right. When we return, you'll have a chance at some money. We'll reveal another keyword, the KFI Inflation Compensation Contest, and more. Oh, coming up next, a rumor that circulated for a while this morning until it was allegedly denounced. The El Segundo Times may be for sale. Anybody want to buy it? John, you want to? No?
You know what? If it came like for a few thousand dollars, I would, just to physically throw every woke fake journalist out.
Oh, all those columnists.
Into the street. Yeah, all of them. Of course.
The reporters are bad, too. The columnists don't really drive us crazy.
Except nobody works there anymore. You know, they all file from home. So I wouldn't even get that pleasure.
They don't go to the beautiful building in El Segundo, no. Which is why it's the El Segundo Times, because that's where the building is.
Remember one guy was whining because there was no mass transit to El Segundo?
Well, I mean, there kind of is. You can take the Green Line and get pretty close.
Pretty close, yeah.
You can get pretty close, yeah. You may have to walk or take an Uber over, but it's not that far.
Well, he was bitching about it.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, stay right here and get the keyword and win some money. So where'd you find this? The Intersect. What is that? Can you explain that?
Oh, I don't know. I never heard of it. Oh. It was just...
okay, you forwarded this story, so I thought you knew.
Oh, it was linked to the Drudge Report today, so...
Oh, okay.
I didn't
Billionaire Patrick Shunshung holds talks to sell the LA Times to entertainment trade mogul Jay Penske, complete with a little graphic picture of the two of them tugging over the newspaper there in an office. Because part of the story is they might actually share ownership or something like that. As you know, recently the El Segundo Times offloaded the San Diego Union-Tribune. I think the Southern California News Group picked up that paper. And we have chronicled the incredible demise in subscriptions to the El Segundo Times. They lag some of the major publications, such as the New York Times, incredibly big numbers when it comes to digital
subscriptions. I think the Times is close to 10 million subscriptions, and the LA Times has 550,000. And, you know, they don't even make the top 40 when it comes to page views for media outlets around the country.
Right.
So it's a dead paper. It's mostly just a left-wing woke blog now. And this guy, Jay Penske, owns Rolling Stone, The Hollywood Reporter, Billboard, and Variety. So he owns entertainment news sites.
Hmm.
And he wants either to buy it outright or they would share it. But I imagine if they share it, that Penske is gonna control the editorial content, because having Sun Chian's woke daughter run things has destroyed what little was left of the paper.
Oh, it would be hysterical if it wasn't so pathetic that the whoever is the person assigning the reporters, or maybe they just come and say, this is what I want to write about. They're all incredible amounts of woke stuff.
If you want to play a fun game, I call up the LA Times. Just do the front page, right, as far down as it scrolls. And there's like four categories that the articles fall into. Race, gender, climate change, and today, making a comeback, an oldie, COVID. They brought COVID back for another run.
Because
COVID, the hospitalization rate is at its lowest since the beginning.
But might I point out, about a month and a half ago, no, not even, about a month ago, they did a story that July 4th could lead to an upswing in COVID. We have to be careful.
Well,
they actually did that story.
That didn't happen.
The July 4th holiday, people gather, COVID may see a big uptick. No.
That didn't happen. But 2 weeks later, they're making another run at it. We're at the lowest point. Could it come back?
No. They wrote that?
Yes. Yes. I should find it. I laughed. They're trying to go back to the old hits. Because I think people are so sick of gender and race and climate change. I talk about normal people. I mean, you can't live off woke heads. I don't even know where. I don't think people, woke heads, read the LA Times anyway. There's so many other far left wing sites to get your jollies from. Did they drop COVID?
He paid $500 million in 2018 to buy the El Segundo Times and the San Diego Union Tribune. And as we just mentioned, he offloaded the Union Tribune. It says here it was saddled with $90 million in pension fund obligations. One operative says it was pennies on the dollar he sold it for just to get rid of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was almost a total loss. Almost a total loss.
Story says though that the Times pension debt is fully funded. They don't have the big problem with the pension debt. But you figure if he spent $500 million for these two papers just 5 years ago, what would someone buy them for now, or buy the El Segundo Times for now? $50 million? Not even?
Owners of the LA Times, it was the Chandler family, and they'd owned the Times for 100 years. And they sold to the Chicago Tribune for $6.4 billion. Then there was a billionaire real estate mogul named Sam Zell. He bought up the Tribune's entire print and TV operations for $8 billion in 2007. The Times was part of that.
Right.
Then Sun Xiong buys it from Zell for $500 million.
So it goes from just the LA Times and the San Diego Union Tribune he bought. Right.
Right, yeah. And now it's worth almost nothing. David Geffen was going to buy $2 billion for the paper. And now
I remember that, right. The rumor that David Geffen was going to take it over.
And
right?
Now if the Union Tribune went for pennies, probably the LA Times is going to go for dimes. Because it's losing $50 billion a year that Sun Xiong will admit to. So
it says here that the paper is now a featherweight, publishing a majority of Associated Press copy. The Sunday, July 16th Times print edition was just 74 pages of news. Oh, you saw what they did to the sports section, too. They do still have a sports section, but it's all woke stories now. They took out all the details, like the standings and all the statistics.
No, I stopped reading the sports section because it was all woke columns. It's like, you know, I go to sports to get away from this crap, this feces. And then it was like nothing but woke stories. Like, stop it. So this is funny. There's a story that in the 1980s, there was an actress named Barbara Bain, and the LA Times was so fat that somebody, you know, the delivery guy threw the newspaper on her front lawn and it landed on and killed her dog.
Oh, wow.
This apparently was a true news story because the Los Angeles Herald Examiner reported on it at the time. So somebody tossed the LA Times and it landed on Barbara Bain's dog and killed it.
Yeah, well, I remember the day when, you know, Black Friday paper, the day after Thanksgiving, that thing was monstrous, just loaded with ads. And I even had friends that said that they look forward to that because they wanted to look through the ads and figure out where to go shopping. And years ago, that ended, though. Now the thing comes and it's like five pages.
Now it's woke toilet paper.
But let's just read a statement that was issued. Apparently, the El Segundo Times, they have a spokesperson named Hillary Manning. The Gus Report has this. Hillary Manning told Daniel Gus, as owner Patrick Soon-Shiong commented on Monday, because he went on Twitter, speaking for himself and his family, our intention now is to focus on the ongoing work of transforming the LA Times into a self-sustaining institution. Our hometown of Los Angeles and the state of California, really the West Coast, needs a strong independent news organization. What? We believe in the LA Times and we're committed to its future.
What is the
phrase? That's usually what the owner says before the manager is about to get fired.
Yeah. What is the phrase, our intention now? Does that mean he tried to sell it, but Penske was only going to pay $5 for it?
Oh, that's so true. You're right.
Yeah, that's the weasel phrase there. Our intention now. What was your intention yesterday? Well, these kind of stories don't emerge from nowhere. There must have been something going on.
No, they don't. No. There would probably be some operative that's working with the buyer who just leaks out the news and then just travels fast.
They've got a quote from a high-level person linked to Penske, direct knowledge. They've been talking about this for weeks. And this person said, this would roil up LA media. This is how we make our mark. Remember when we said we'd need a bigger boat? So they think they can transform the Times into something readable.
All right. When we come back, another couple of stories on the Southern California homelessness crisis. One deals with the fact that the vagrants are back at Venice Beach. Oh, well, I guess we turned our back on that one, thought it was doing better. But reports are it's come back to one of its worst levels. And we're going to look in more detail at the ballot measure that will be out there next year for Los Angeles voters. It's unbelievable. This is the one that deals with the hotels, a new tax, and also a new way of making sure they take in homeless people. We'll get to all of this coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 2 o'clock, we'll talk about hot temperatures. But what we'll focus on is a story that circulated almost 2 weeks ago now, that we had the hottest average temperatures on Earth in history for a couple of days in a row. I think one day it was reported, and the next day it was broken with another one of these reports. We'll take a closer look at that coming up after 2 o'clock. Something's been normalized, and not in a positive way, when we have something called the Homeless World Cup. I'm not kidding you. It is a soccer tournament for homeless people. It's been around, actually, for a while, but it made its debut in the United States this year up in Sacramento, and also took a couple of years off because of the pandemic. But it's been around a while. It was just played outside the United States. And I think the rules are you can be formerly homeless, presently homeless to play, something like that.
What's the criteria, and how do they check on that?
I wonder what the trophy is.
I mean, you...
A bar of soap?
Yeah, a bar of soap, a beer.
A urinal.
Wow.
Tell me how you prove that.
I mean, I don't
it's
know.
Not like you have, a receipt for the tent that you were sleeping in.
I guess if you come in with a good story that you had to be on the streets and you were drug addicted, and you can try out. I don't know how it works. I can't really explain that.
Wait, is there money in this?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because I'm thinking
it's teams from all over the world came to Sacramento to play in this.
There's not a lot of money in soccer, especially at the level that these people must be at.
No,
right?
I don't know if they take in much revenue.
Right. So, I mean, shouldn't you be working at a paying job?
Does the winning team get a Wheaties sponsorship?
Soon they will.
Nabby.
Soon one of those woke marketing executives will come up with that.
Now, back here in L.A., and we reported last week that Cal Matters did a pretty good story on Karen Bassetti's Inside Safe program that while it may be clearing some encampments, how long can they keep putting people up in expensive hotels? They can't. There's just not permanent housing. And as we've reported to you many times before, permanent housing is also a problem because it gets destroyed. Take a look at the Skid Row Housing Trust in downtown Los Angeles. So,
you know,
you got to deal with all the dysfunctions these people have before you're going to put them in any kind
right.
of permanent housing.
So, you see, all she did is she thought she was buying herself some time with this motel idea.
Oh, and making a good show of it because people wanted these encampments
right.
cleared now.
It was a small number of homeless on a percentage basis, a small number. And after 6 months now, they're running out of money and they don't know what to do. They don't have the money to put in new people, and they're not going to have the money to keep the old people in the motels. And the old people in the motels are just as batty and screwed up as they were on day one. So they haven't done anything useful. But they got some idiot TV reporters and producers to cover it as if something important was happening.
The New York Post and the Daily Mail also did an update on Venice. We can go back a few years. That was a huge problem during the pandemic. Homelessness, particularly on the boardwalk, grew. And then we had a sheriff named Alex Villanueva who went in there and said, you know, because John's dopey councilman Mike Bonin didn't care and thought it was great that these people camped out because he has a whole problem with the entire American capitalist system. So things got cleaned up for a while. They actually got a lot of the encampments off the boardwalk. But now the reports are coming in that the vagrants are back. They're camping in the same places that they were before. Rezi Karimi owns a sunglasses store called Good Sea Company and says it's just like they're babysitting the homeless population. He's got a spot on the boardwalk just steps away from where these vagrants have now set up their encampments, described as hobo-filled pagodas. I like that term, like the big tents and tarps and all that stuff. My favorite, though, in the story is a guy who got interviewed, Scott Beers. Good last name, isn't it, for a homeless guy?
That Beers. Doomed him, yeah.
He took over a spot with his girlfriend. He claims he's going to keep it cleaner than the previous tenant, in parentheses.
Is that the standard?
He claimed the previous tenant had his tents and trashed the whole area up. We can't have that. Here's the quote I loved.
Filthy as the last lunatic that had this spot?
Exactly. He told the Post, I've had homes before, so I get it. These people pay millions of dollars to live by the beach, and they don't want to see this bleep all over the place. He says he abandoned a 28-acre cattle ranch and dairy farm in Nevada for life on the streets. Apparently, this followed his wife's death. Mm. Venice is my favorite because you can get hot showers every day.
Yeah, there we go.
You can go out to the food bank 3 days a week. There's a church nearby that gives you a hot meal, and you can't beat the views.
There you go.
He panhandles and he gets $221 a month from general relief funds from the welfare office, it's described as. I don't know whether that's disability or whatever.
So he chooses not to use that on a real apartment or to buy a room for himself or rent
no.
a room.
Like we said, these are the people that like to live off the grid. He's enjoying this.
Right. And this is what I'm saying. A lot of these guys are like, they're not that lying study by that lying researcher last week who said, no, it's because they've fallen through the cracks. You know, they couldn't pay the rent. They're not from out of state. Yeah, this guy's from out of state. He can't pay the rent. In fact, we're paying him a lot of tax money. Those benefits are really generous. And he could find a room if he wants. He would rather not, and he explained why. This guy here, Scott Beer, said, I've had homes before, so I get it. These people pay millions of dollars to live by the beach, and they don't want to see that bleep all over the place. But he says he willingly lives on the street.
Yeah, with his girlfriend. But he's going to keep the place cleaner than the last guy who camped there. So, you know, you got to take that, John, as some sort of progress. No.
You're either there if you're not or you're not. And eventually he's going to get whacked out on too many beers. Beers.
Fox Digital has an update on a ballot measure next year. John Cobalt, you'll vote on this because you're a Los Angeles City resident. I am not. Let's take a closer look at this. The proposal would require hotels to regularly report the number of vacant rooms they have to the city's housing department. The department would run a program under which it could essentially assign homeless people to a particular hotel with the guests, that's in parentheses, paying for the room with a voucher paid for by the city at, quote, a fair market rate. Hotels would be prohibited from discriminating against homeless people who participate in the program.
Oh my
so
God.
Could they really end up in some of the ritzier downtown LA hotels like Mike Bonin wanted? If they have vacant rooms?
This is the...
That would be something.
This is the extremist progressive dream. They don't think these companies have the right to be owning expensive hotels. All property should be controlled by the state. This is communist thinking, which many of these people subscribe to. You know, they believe in the writings of Karl Marx. They believe in the tenets of communism. And one of the hallmarks of communism is there's no private property, or at least not private property you control. And so the state can come in at any point and tell you what to do with the property to suit the state's interest. This is a deep-seated political belief that these lunatics have.
Well, this came from Unite Here Local 11. That's the labor union representing the hotel people. They've been on strike. I told you, one of their demands is you got to take care of the homeless, too. So they got this on the ballot.
Yeah.
And not only that, there's going to be a 7% tax on hotel guests to create a fund.
And I am not staying in a hotel.
That would assist hospitality workers to get affordable housing, allegedly.
Affordable housing. That's the little prayer they put at the end of all this. It's not about affordable housing. It's about communist influence. And these are real believers, and they don't shy away from it. I've gone on the websites of a lot of these organizations, and they fully embrace a communist Marxist value system. They do, and they don't hide it, but they know most people don't realize what they're about. And they've infiltrated all the unions. They've infiltrated the teachers union, for example. The teachers were making the same crazy demands. Remember? They wouldn't go back and teach the kids for a year and a half.
No, they said the same thing. They wanted housing for the homeless.
Right.
And let me ask you this. If this passes, what is going to happen to the tourism and hotel industry in Los Angeles?
It's going to get destroyed.
When people come to the city and they check into a hotel, let's just pick the Ritz-Carlton in downtown Los Angeles, and suddenly there's homeless people lined up at the desk because under this ballot measure, if you have a vacancy, they have a right to get the room with their voucher. Are you going to stay there?
No. I'm not.
No.
I'm not going in. I'm going to ask up front. It's like, you got a lot of homeless people in here? And if they say yes, I'm not going. Oh, I'm going to find out when we make the
reservation. Oh, they'll lie to you, yeah.
Well, but thing is, they can't. If it's the law, then they do.
No, they'll lie to you about having homeless people. They'll just say, oh, no, not this week.
Yeah, not this
week.
We're
full up with regular people.
Okay, did a homeless guy, imagine getting a room, getting a bed that a homeless guy had the night before. Imagine crawling into that bed.
You better bring your black light.
Yeah, well, I mean, the beds are bad enough because I think, I don't think hotels clean very much anymore. Because I look under the bed when I go into a hotel room. I just find, you know, I mean.
A lot of them don't clean unless you want them to now.
They won't clean your stuff. But they rush through. They don't have the staff anymore. They want to pay for it. And they figure, people aren't going to notice. But it's like, hey, can you come and scrub the bloodstains off this sheet?
We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up after the news at 2 o'clock, we'll be talking to Steve Beloy. He's been on our show a few times before. He deals with the junk science. And he got a pretty good editorial published in the Wall Street Journal. Because a couple of weeks ago, they went nuts with this report that the average global temperature had reached an all-time high on July 3rd and July 4th, making them the two hottest days on Earth on record.
Beyond on record. It was in 125,000 years.
Yes.
Well, how does that work?
That can't be, and Steve will explain it to us. After this is the kind of stuff he tracks and writes about, and
there's nothing to track
and refutes.
You can't. How do you give us the temperature from 125,000 years ago? It's stupid. Does anyone say it out loud? It's like, oh, it's the hottest in $125,000. How do you know that? That's not possible to know that. Obviously. Why 125,000? Why not 142,000? 170,000. Why did they pick that number?
All right. Well, here's the latest bobble by Vice President Kamala Harris. This actually happened on Friday. She was speaking at Coppin State University in Baltimore. She was talking about the plan to cut greenhouse gas emissions and get to net zero emissions and blah, blah, blah. And then this popped out of her mouth. Let's play it.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
Reduce the population.
Yeah, that's everybody jumped on that immediately. She wants to off people.
Well, you know what? Some people say, oh, she misspoke.
Yeah, supposedly she was going to say reduce pollution.
Except that also is a tenet of the global warming crowd. I've read a number of articles where they think ultimately we have to reduce the population, and they suggest that people stop having children. In fact, I saw a play here in Los Angeles. I think it was at the Geffen Theater, which centered around that. A family that was having a baby, a husband and wife, and they were torn up over the idea that they were bringing this child into the world, and that their child was just going to add to global warming, that it wasn't morally correct to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's always people that the Washington Post always does these stories. Yeah. People who don't want to bring any kids into the world because of climate change.
So I don't know if she misspoke or not, but in her circles, they talk about this all the time. So I'm not surprised it's in her head, because this population issue has been around since the 1960s. There was this crackpot professor, Dr. Paul Ehrlich, and he had a book out around 1970 or so called The Population Bomb. And he made all these wild claims that we were going to run out of food, minerals, oil, you name it. He was wrong on every count, completely wrong. So we've had this apocalyptic hysteria about the planet and the environment now for about 50, 60 years. It just keeps regenerating itself because there's a lot of money in it. You know, he sold a lot of books. And part of the idea is you got to stop having kids. Too many children are being born, and we're living too long anyway.
I guess that beats euthanasia, because that's what some people are thinking. Maybe they actually want to off people.
It's a core belief that they have. So I'm not surprised that slipped out. God knows how many conversations Kamala Harris, remember? I mean, she's coming out of San Francisco, has had how many seminars and commissions where they discuss this stuff seriously.
The plot gets thicker. In the official White House transcript of the speech, the word population's crossed out and replaced with the word pollution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in the original transcript, they did have population to be reduced.
Yes, because she actually said that and didn't catch herself. Yeah. And now they want to correct it because, you know, this.
Yeah, they put the word pollution. Oh, no, that's what we meant. It was pollution.
Yeah. You gotta...
She may not have made a bobble. She may have read the actual transcript. Whoever wrote that put the word population in there.
Yeah.
And then when the media called out on it, they were like, well, cross that out, put pollution, I'll release it.
Yeah, that did sound good.
No, that sounds really weird.
Yeah. Well, it's just part of their... See, they think humanity is destructive and that the planet is morally more important than
humanity. Well, if you think the warming is man-made, then you're right. If we have too many men,
right,
it's going to be trouble for the planet.
Exactly.
Which might be true like 20, 30, 40, 50,000 years from now. I don't even know. But I always think we adapt, right? People will find a way to adapt.
Well, of course we do. I mean, a lot of this stuff doesn't matter. Even if their worst case scenarios are true, it doesn't matter. What you'll have is, you know, Canada will become fertile for farming. So your electric bill will be a little higher in Texas and Arizona for the air conditioning.
Well, plus, they're doing a lot of good research into carbon recapture. They're coming up with all different ways that don't result in us not having to drive anymore or use fossil fuels or this whole list of dangerous stuff.
But what did we come out of the first 6 months of the year? One of the coldest six-month stretches in L.A. recorded history. Remember, we went 2 months, didn't even crack 80 degrees.
Well, that was here. Right.
That was here. That's what I'm saying, though. Global warming took 6 months off just in Southern California? They don't know is my point. They don't know why all this happens.
Well, maybe it's because of all we do to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We got some cooling.
Why did the ice age happen?
That's why you pay the high gas prices.
Why did the ice age happen? Why did it get so cold that the ice age occurred and glaciers made it down all the way to where Yosemite is? And then, second question, what caused this incredible warming so the glaciers receded from Yosemite
hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles back into Alaska. What caused all that? They don't know.
All right. Well, we'll be talking along these same lines when we return with Steve Malloy as our guest, a senior legal fellow at the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute, Environment Legal Institute. Anyway, he does a lot of good stuff on junk science. Hottest days ever. Don't believe it is what we'll talk about. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.